KBWA Mobile.
VNG, amen.
KB2A, check set.
Good gentlemen. How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Glenn? Hell, 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 the gang's all here.
He call us gentlemen? How dare he?
Loosely, don't it, Glenn?
Calling in the generic sense, you know, bipedal male humans. Other than that, no, we're pretty... we're pretty disreputable on the whole, but...
Hey, now, speak for yourself, Glenn. Steve?
Well, hey, all I can say is I resemble that remark.
How you all been? I haven't gotten on the radio in a while. I've been tired. I don't know what... It's like I've got some kind of bug in my system today or the past week or two.
I've been feeling good either, right? I've had some kind of bug. So maybe we get to, maybe there's an intestinal thing going around. But it's no fun.
I've been working. I just got done working just now. Hey, Steve, I settled down an antenna for my vehicle. I picked up a Diamond SG Super Gainer 7500. And that's what's up on the roof now. And I put the NR770 on the wife's car. I cleaned it up and it started to work a little bit better.
Hey, 2 meter 440?
It is.
Glenn, isn't he special?
Improved vehicle antennas quite a lot. Yeah, I just got another one for the other car. I don't know what, you know, it's usually what happens is after the antenna gets whacked a few times by a low-hanging branch, you know, it loosens up in the hole, then you got another mobile mount you got to buy. But, yeah, you know, I've had good luck with pretty much any brand of any mag mount mobile antenna. I don't know if Diamond or anyone else is, you know, good or bad.
440 is pretty simple. You know, it's kind of hard to screw that up, but I tell you what, Diamond does a quality product.
Let's see if I got this. Oh, yeah, well, the NR770 is a good antenna. But a little bit of water got in, I think, and corroded up where the foldover point is. So I cleaned it up with a little bit of that Scotch-Brite and a little bit of the I had some spray cleaner, deoxit, and cleaned it up a little bit. And it seems to work a little bit better. But the SG 7500 is designed for a mag mount, where the SG 7900, which I also bought one of those, is not meant for a mag mount because it's too tall and heavy. It'll flop over. But I do have that clip, you know, the edge mount. I'm going to try that also and see what the difference is. Go ahead, Glenn.
Like vehicle-mounted HF antennas. Yeah, this is where it gets complicated, heavy, and expensive. There was one good screwdriver antenna out there. I haven't really played with HF in the vehicle. You know, it's cumbersome enough at home. Actually, if I went, you know, I would put something like 10 meters or something, 10 meters or 12 meters. Yeah, as for HF, I don't really know what's a good vehicle antenna.
That I bought are VHF, UHF. One's taller and more heavy duty than the other. And like I said, the 7500 is meant for the mag mount, and the other one is not. It's got to be hard mounted somehow. Steve?
Well, now, I've got that ATOS 120A from my HF stuff. It seems to work pretty good. You know, it's a whole lot easier to use than a Tar Heel.
Another antenna for the, I should test that antenna later, the one that I just put on the Ford Taurus. The antenna mount that was there, there's an NMO antenna mount that was already, you know, a built-in antenna mount that was on the roof of that vehicle. But I don't know if it's rusted out or, you know, what happened. You know, the mount or the feed point or something is bad. I can't really get a signal out of it. So I'll just, you know, put another mag mount on top of the roof.
what happens, Glenn, is you'll get a little bit of corrosion around the base of that NMO mount, and, you know, the feed line that goes to the ground plane body of the vehicle where you have the problem, and, hey, you just kind of tighten them up, move them around a little bit, make them get good contact again, and they'll usually straighten up.
I've got a full-size Tar Heel that goes in my receiver hitch. I have a receiver hitch mount. So that would be my HF side. But, yeah, this antenna seems to be working pretty good. You know, it's got a little bit better gain than the NR770, and it's got the loading coils right on the antenna for the electrical links and everything. So seems to be okay. Seems to be working just fine. I haven't had any dropouts yet.
Now, I got another mag mount on that Toyota Prius, and the thing about that thing is that's the big 5-inch magnet. That was designed for something like a heavy fiberglass antenna, like a CV antenna, you know, 11-meter antenna. It's a little tiny, you know, 1 or 2 ounce little piece of wire, 2-meter antenna. It's actually too much magnet. So that thing is never, ever, ever coming off the roof of that car. I've tried pulling it off. It is not going to come off. So I guess when I get rid of that car, it'll still have an antenna mount on it.
I bet you I can blow it off the top of your car. Hey, y'all, watch this.
No. It's hold my beer, watch this. Come on. You're a Southern man. You should know that term by now.
Maybe there's rust under it or something else. It's, yeah, I know, you know, just push it enough so you can push it toward the windshield or the back window, but, yeah, that antenna's not, that antenna mount is not coming off. And the antenna mount itself is starting to rot, so if I have to replace it, I don't really know what I'm going to do. But, yeah, I just, you know, as far as antenna mounts for vehicles, that's basically all I've ever done with. Dealt with is, you know, the cheap mag mounted vehicle antenna seems to usually work.
It's pretty hard to screw up a 2-meter 440 antenna.
Mine on a mag mount, got one on a big diamond, I think it's a 6-inch magnet on it or something, and it's up on the roof, very secure. Takes a little bit to get that son of a gun off.
Get my point. The big 5-inch wide disc is kind of too much magnet. It was maybe for a 10 or 11-meter band, you know, the big, thick fiberglass ones. For a little, you know, for a gauge of wire that's not much heavier than a coat hanger, you know, that's more like 18 inches, what's a quarter wave, like 19 inches of wire, you know, it doesn't weigh much. There's not a lot of wind loading against it. So the newer mag mounts I get, I try to look for the much smaller disc, like the 2.5-inch disc. So if it ever has to come off again, it'll come off.
Look out, I got a quick phone call here. Has to be out. Over to you, Steve.
73. Well, Glenn, I'm only going to be out here in a few more minutes because I'm headed back up to the hacienda, and I got to get on, jump on a John Deere tractor and do a little bit of plowing. Does that sound like, well, shoot, now I'm getting a call. I'll be back in a minute. Stand for a bit of yay, please.
Operating systems, that sort of thing. I'll see you later. 73s.